we present Best Sellers. Best Sellers, featuring great works by famous authors of today and yesterday.
April 1945, the Third Reich's 13th hour. Into the blazing rubble of Berlin parachutes a unit of Allied commandos. Their mission? To kidnap Hitler. We present the 13th hour.
Henri?
It's all right.
Oh, I was so afraid.
I had to go and look, Eric.
What did you see? The Russians?
I said they're all right. About 50 to 60 men in all. They were lounging near a horse-drawn mess wagon. Eating.
Eating? Oh.
Yeah, I know. I'm starving as well. So were the German children.
Children? Where did you see them?
Oh, there was a handful of them. They probably crept out of the neighboring cellars to gape at the food.
Oh, poor things. And the soldiers, were they not fighting at all?
I don't know. I could hear the battle going on elsewhere in the city. But these particular artillery men seemed to be putting in banker's hours.
What?
Huh? Up with the sun to send salvos to the center of the city, and then down with the darkness for rest and relaxation. Not one of them appeared to be worried about counterattack. Oh, I think our little lot are through for the night. Sitting out there, stuffing their faces. Just like they were on a picnic.
It sounds as if one of them has decided to accompany their dinner with music. Huh. Listen.
Yeah. And to think that in cellars like this, people are hiding, trapped, forced to smell the food and hear the Russians enjoying themselves.
Perhaps we can leave soon. There are smaller streets to the west. Surely we can find one that crosses the lines. Or we could go through the buildings.
I've been thinking about it. If I could find someone who speaks English, I could try explaining who I am. We could surrender and get a free ticket out of here.
I do not want to surrender to the Russians.
What difference does it make? Even if we work our way back to the German side, the Russians will finish it in a day or two. It's a case of surrendering now or 2 or 3 days from now.
It is too dangerous.
Erica, let's take the chance. We might not have another.
You were not so keen to surrender before. It was different.
Yeah, you're damn right it was. They were fighting a pitch battle then. Now they seem quiet and calm. They're even trying to talk to some children out there on the street, make friends with them. If we give up now, that would give us time to clear out, arrange medical attention for Formway. Then you could lead me to him, just as soon as the shooting stops.
That is all very well for you and your friend, but not for me.
Why not?
I am German, remember?
Oh, hell, Erica, they aren't going to hurt you. Just a bunch of tired soldiers. Remember what you said about people being just the same, no matter what skin they wear.
It does not apply to Russians. You have not seen the bestial way they act. I have.
Erica.
I am hungry. Is there anything left?
Very well, yes. There's still that damn can, whatever the hell it is. Maybe I could knock it open.
I saw a loose board with nails in the outer rooms. I will get it. Perhaps the nails will help you open the can, if you can find it.
Yeah, now, if I could remember where I chucked it. Eric.
What do you want?
You, woman, were kaput. Germans kaput. Any soldier you got, Volkssturm. Any gun?
No.
Gun?
No, I have got nothing.
Uri?
What?
Uri.
I do not understand.
I look.
Let go of my wrists. Oh, of course. A wristwatch.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have one.
No.
wristwatch. No wristwatch. Nothing. You please let go of my wrist. You're hurting me.
No watch. Take this, then.
What? My sister's teddy bear. No, you can't have it.
Take
give it for back children. To me.
Take for children.
Give it back.
Make it back. Sorry, woman. No means frightened. You got man's here.
No.
We go now. Not bother. You toy keep.
You're giving it back?
No steal from woman. Not good. Ivan. Here. Take.
Thank you.
Go now. Ivan.
The only one for you.
Are going to use that pistol?
I don't know. I drew it just in case.
Thank heavens you didn't fire it. Others might have heard a shot. And they did not see you. That was good, too.
Yeah. I nearly ran right into them, though. When I heard you cry out. Okay, you win. Let's get out of here. A bunch of clods from a gun crew aren't the kind of people we should surrender to.
No. No, we might encounter more of them. We must wait until they go to sleep. They will post only a few guards, surely. When it is completely safe, we will climb out back.
I'll go and check the back windows. If only I could spot a Russian
officer. No, please. No surrender. We must leave this city. The priest at the church said the corridor to the west still offers a chance. The Russians are firing on the bridges. But hundreds of refugees, perhaps thousands, have made it through to the countryside.
Erica.
Henri, please. It would take us only a few days to reach the Americans.
Erica, I cannot leave Fourmoy. Not now.
He will be safe in the church. Even Russians would honor the sanctuary of a church.
You don't believe that any more than I...
Who's that? Oh, more of them.
Well, the others coming back.
Coming back? You remember?
No, nice. My friends scare you.
Oh, that is all right. We are all a little shaky at the moment.
You nice. Good woman.
Thank you. You are nice, too. I want to thank you for saving the teddy bear. It is a memento, you see. It belonged to my little sister. He's dead.
Good.
See what you have done. They will shoot us both.
He wouldn't have told anyone where he was going. Even if he did, they aren't going to barge in while they think he's still enjoying himself. We got time.
For what?
To try getting the hell out of here. If we stick to the side streets in the shadows, keep our eyes open for sentries, we might make it.
Make to the German zone?
We no longer have a choice.
Why did you do it?
Huh? What do you want me to do? Let him knock you around.
You could have stopped him without killing him.
Erica.
Couldn't you? Especially The way you did it. Why? Only why?
I can't say why.
It was like some mad animal. You were not human. Your eyes, you looked possessed. It was terrifying. I was more afraid of you than of him.
I don't know how it happened, Eric. I can't explain it. There's no sense in trying. It just seemed that for a few deranged moments, everything had seethed up in me. All the fear, all the frustrations of these past few days, that the terror, living like an animal, being hunted like one. Yes, I suppose for a few brief moments I did become a madman.
Henry, please, do not even try to talk about it.
How do you explain a thing like that, Erica? Even to yourself.
The last envelope.
Yeah, Captain, sir.
No doubt you are as eager as I am to solve the mystery of these orders.
Yeah, Captain, sir.
Well, we must hope that this will give us an explanation to our orders of the past 7 days.
Yeah.
I am a man who has never been confused by enemy tactics, and I've a war record to prove it. Since I took command of this submarine in 44... I have sunk 8 merchant ships and damaged 2 British frigates.
Yes, sir.
But this time I am confused.
Yes, sir.
I know the land war has been going poorly. Indeed, I expected at any moment to receive the code word Regenbogen.
But that would mean scuttling the craft, sir.
Rather that than have it fall into enemy hands if there should be an Allied victory.
Which seems to be inevitable now, doesn't it, sir?
Yes, Heitmann, I'm afraid it does. However, when our code word did come, it was Schloss.
Schloss, sir?
A special derivative which made me open this packet of sealed orders. I have not told you this before, Heitmann, but the packet was delivered to me by a personal representative of Reichsleiter Martin Bormann.
The Reichsleiter? Then our orders have been coming from him?
Yes, Heitmann. There were 7 envelopes in the packet. Each night, I have been opening a new envelope to see what our next move was to be. First, it had been a recall from our patrol area in the Kattegat Strait with instructions to set our course for Sassnitz.
That made sense, sir. We'd been out long enough, sir. We were due for resupply, anyway.
Yeah, Heitmann. That was the only order that did. After that, the envelopes, each in turn, gave me orders, then counter orders. From Sassnitz, we had to proceed to Stralsund instead. And so it went on, zigzagging from seaport to seaport, along the coast of northern Germany, stopping always for fuel and supplies. And to heighten the mystery, some of the supplies had to come aboard in sealed cases.
Yeah, Captain. Some of those have been so large that we've had to beach 10 of the U-boat complement to make room for them.
With envelope number 6, I've come to a slower head in the middle of the Baltic Sea. With this, the 7th and last of the envelopes, I hope we will have an answer to the puzzle. It is time to break the seal and tear open the envelope.
Captain?
We are to be disappointed, Heitmann. This last set of instructions is as bewildering as the ones we've received before.
I don't understand, Captain.
Neither do I, Heitmann. Instead of sailing orders with a final destination, as I had hoped, We are to hold our present position for at least a week, riding submerged by day and surfacing each night for a period of 1 hour between 2400 and 0100 hours.
Surface? But the waters are filled with submarine hunters. What can be so important that we should jeopardize the entire crew nightly?
The instructions don't make that clear at all. They state only that there is to be a rendezvous during one of these nights.
Rendezvous? By boat or by plane?
They don't say. Simply that the rendezvous craft will identify itself by an additional code word.
Presumably, there will be additional instructions at the time. Someone to tell us finally what this is all about.
I hope so, Heitmann. I'm eager to stop this sailing in circles and to get back to the fighting line where we can do some damage before the war ends.
If it isn't already lost, Captain.
Berlin. Monday, April the 30th. Midnight.
Where are we?
We've made it through to behind the German lines.
We need a rainstorm of Russian artillery fire. Oh, heavens.
Not look.
Death. Death everywhere. In the smell.
I guess the smell's coming from the cellars. Probably the bodies of civilians trapped there, decomposing.
Oh, Henri, please. That could have happened to us.
Keep calm.
I'm trying.
I think I'm lost. There's nothing really recognizable.
I think we're on the Friedrichstrasse. Or perhaps the Wilhelmstrasse.
Come on. Let's try heading this way.
Look.
Huh? What is it? Soldiers? German?
No, people. Civilians over there. Hurrying through the explosions. Bunches of them waiting to cross the street.
Must be heading for the corridor in the west.
We could follow them.
Not without four-way. We'll have to detour. Find another street.
Why have they stopped?
Maybe just to cool their gun barrels.
Heavens. Listen to it.
Yeah, it's a fresh assault. The Russians must be making one final onslaught. Things are certainly hotting up. Come on, this way.
Isn't this the wrong direction? This looks familiar. Isn't that a street sign?
Keep moving. We've got to get to the church before daylight. Are you all right?
Hide.
That building over there. Come on. I don't know. But it'll provide us with some kind of shelter.
Such a large room. With ornate office furniture.
There's a marble hallway with a staircase leading upward.
You are not planning to go up there.
Hey, why not?
It won't be safe. Most of the upper floors must have collapsed. Look at the ceiling of this one. Half the furniture from upstairs is sticking through.
Can't stay here.
Why can't we? There is no one here.
No, we can't be sure of that. It seems to have been a pretty important place.
Is this the way it ends?
Just don't think about it, that's all.
you hear something?
Shh. Voices.
Soldiers.
Quick. Duck down by the verge. Quickly.
Can't you see anything?
Shh. Keep down. Yeah.
Soldiers, aren't they? Our...
Shh. Yes.
Oh, heavens.
Now, what is it?
We are in a death zone.
Death zone? What's that?
We must find a place to hide. If they see us, they will kill us.
Why? Where are we? Erica, what is a death zone?
A forbidden area. No one is allowed without authorization. We must leave before they find us.
How can we leave? They're all over the place. Heaven knows what they're doing here.
It is getting lighter. We may be able to recognize where we are.
I'll sneak to one of the windows, and once they've gone, if no more come after them.
They are going.
Yeah. Perhaps now's our chance.
Not to get out of here. We won't make it out of here.
Hang on. It seems to be quiet.
Where are you going?
To see where we are. I might be able to recognize something from the window.
There?
There's something familiar about the place. Oh, damn.
What is it?
Erica. It's the Reich Chancellery. We've taken shelter in the Reich Chancellery.
Oh, God.
Somewhere below us is Hitler himself.
It is I, Reichsleiter Bormann. It is time for you to make your decision, mein Führer.
The 13th Hour. Roger Dwyer as Henry Bascom. Linda Delport, Erica. Gordon Van Royen, Bormann. And Robert Dalkirk, Müller. The cast includes Glenn Day, John Dennison, Ronald France, and Lauren Selye. Sound effects by Eckhard Barr. Audio recording by Johann Stassen.
Have been listening to Best Sellers, featuring the masterworks of famous authors that have captured the imagination of the world. Best Sellers is brought to you every Monday to Friday on Springbok Radio at 9 p.m.
John Lee's dramatic novel, The 13th Hour, is adapted for radio by John Cavigia and produced by Andre Wattner.